Susie Wiles recognized by Forbes as one of world's most powerful women. By Jasmine Jordan on December 11, 2025. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been named a Forbes 2025 list of the world's most powerful women, standing out as the only American woman in politics to be included this year. Forbes ranked Susie Wiles at number 66 on its 2025 World's Most Powerful Women list, highlighting her historic appointment as the first female White House Chief of Staff in January 2025 and her pivotal role co-chairing Donald Trump's 2024 re-election campaign. As noted by the National News Desk, Wiles ranked higher than media personality Kim Kardashian, who was listed at number 71. The publication also pointed to her leadership as CEO of the Save America Leadership PAC and a decades-long career advising high-profile Republicans, including Ronald Reagan, Mitt Romney, Rick Scott, and Ron DeSantis. Her political career began in 1979 as an assistant to New York Representative Jack Kemp. Previous editions of the list included former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and former Vice President Kamala Harris. Harris appeared on the 2023 list but was not included in the 2024 edition, which was published after her defeat in that year's presidential election. This year, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde hold the top two spots. The recognition from Forbes sparked public congratulations from figures across the conservative movement. Political strategist and Trump advisor Alex Bruswitz posted on X, "Congratulations to White House Chief of Staff at Susie Wiles on making the Forbes World's Most Powerful Women list. Susie was a major reason why President Trump won last November, and she doesn't get nearly enough credit, although I don't think she minds because she doesn't seek it. A well-deserved recognition." U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz also joined in, writing, "Team Florida. Congratulations Chief at Susie Wiles." Secretary of Education Linda McMahon added, "Congratulations at Susie Wiles for being named by Forbes to the world's most powerful women list." In November, upon announcing her appointment, President Donald Trump highlighted Wiles' role in his return to the White House, saying she just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history. Then Sen. J.D. Vance also welcomed the choice, calling her a huge asset and just a really good person. At a September memorial event for Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, Susie Wiles credited his grassroots movement with mobilizing young voters and said that President Trump's victory, winning the popular vote in every swing state, was powered by young people, most brand new to politics. Referring to them as Charlie's Army, Wiles said Kirk made the winning difference in the 2024 election. As the administration looks ahead to the 2026 midterms, White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has signaled that President Trump will take a front-facing role on the campaign trail. "He's going to campaign like it's 2024 again," Wiles said during an appearance on The Mom View. While midterm strategies typically focus on localizing elections, Wiles said the administration plans to turn that on its head and instead put him on the ballot because so many of those low-propensity voters are Trump voters. Reflecting on a recent special election in Tennessee's 7th Congressional District, Wiles pointed to what happens when Trump is not actively involved. While Republican Matt Van Epps ultimately won the race, Wiles noted that the outcome underscored turnout concerns, saying, "We saw, a week ago Tuesday, what happens when he is not on the ballot and not active."